Hey everyone, this is Deborah Burton, your host for Solutions from Scripture, from the desk of a Christian consultant. Know better so you can do better. Real life in the real world. Devotions from the Book of Psalms. Show discernment. Hey y'all, happy you could join in. We are at the end of Psalm 2. Even though verses 10 through 12 are talking about kings and rulers and judges, there are warnings from God for all of us to be aware of, regardless of our title, roles, or responsibilities in life. Psalm 2, verses 10 through 12. Now therefore, O kings, show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Do homage to the Son that he not become angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all who take refuge in him. We all can show discernment by taking warning from God in what not to do and what to do. Instead, we are to show godly discernment by making him our place of refuge, meaning we trust in him and not in ourselves. We will see why this is incredibly important. Let's get started. In these verses, kings, rulers, and judges are commanded to show discernment by taking God's warning seriously, or they have the outcome of his wrath. Anytime any of us oppose God, the outcome will not be good. This is not just for kings, rulers, and judges, but also for all of us. This psalm is stating that discernment is showing reverence to the Lord instead of showing deference to ourselves in what we want to do. If kings, rulers, judges, and any of us refuse to worship the Lord and instead worship ourselves, then we can remain in foolishness, stubbornness, and intense pride without any repentance. And thus, this exasperates God and causes outrage in him, which leads to his judgment and bad consequences. God warns and patiently waits for people to turn to him and trust in him instead of themselves. Remember, in the previous verses, God tells us what he thinks about this. Verses 1 through 6 of Psalm 2 told us he thinks it's laughable if any person thinks they can defy and disregard the living God without any consequence. And in Psalm 2, verses 7 through 9, it states that those who oppose God and his anointed one will definitely face destruction. This is the serious outcome, the consequence of those who continually rebel against God. We all can take note of the outcome of the choices of others. Just because we are not kings or judges does not mean we can't learn of what we ourselves should not do or should do. We can always acquire wisdom from looking into the lives of others, so we ourselves are warned and can learn not the hard way. We can gain knowledge of what pleases God and what doesn't, how we need to turn away from our own ways and turn to God's wisdom. God is a loving God, but he is also a God of justice. God gives good blessings, but he also gives hard consequences. He is faithful toward us, but he also requires faithfulness toward him. There are biblical examples of God humiliating those who pridefully deny him. Look at King Nebuchadnezzar, who demanded everyone bow down and worship the image of him. See Daniel 3, verses 1 through 7. In God's wrath, he humbled Nebuchadnezzar by having him eat grass like an ox for 7 years. See Daniel 4, verses 33 through 37. Nebuchadnezzar's grandson Belshazzar was king of Babylon. He was the same as his grandfather, full of pride and rebellion toward God. God responded to Belshazzar in his wrath by allowing the Medes and Persians to kill him and seize his kingdom. See Daniel 5, verses 30 through 31. In Acts 12, verses 20 through 23, it tells of prideful Herod Agrippa, who refused to honor God. After he received the worship of his subjects toward him, immediately an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he died of a worm infestation. There are many instances in the Bible that tells of the outcome of defiance and arrogance against God. Many times, we don't immediately see God's wrath because of this type of ongoing behavior. But God tells us his wrath will be coming upon all who choose this lifestyle. God is a just judge, and nothing or no one goes unnoticed by him. He holds everyone accountable for how they decide to live their lives, either for him or against him. What is the warning to us? Pride will always be our downfall. Rebellion against God will never end well. Defiance and disregard to God causes consequences. A lack of discernment in knowing good from evil, or what is right or what is wrong in the sight of God, directs us down a destructive path. Not respecting God's power and wisdom causes us to honor ourselves in place of God. So, pride, rebellion, defiance, a lack of discernment, and not respecting who God is as a lifestyle without repentance brings about God's wrath. This creates in us the belief, along with the behavior, that I know better than God because I am better than God. I can do better than God. Thus, I worship myself and not God. I am above God. God is below me. I sit on the throne of self as I disregard the King who sits on the mighty, eternal, heavenly throne. This is a form of worshiping oneself as a little God that is more important than the one true God of the entire universe. Do we see why this provokes God's anger and judgment? Micah 6, verse 8, "What does the Lord require of you, O man? To act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God." This is the opposite of those who pridefully and rebelliously oppose God. So we want to wake up every day and ask God to help us walk with humility. This is what he requires of us. Psalm 2, verses 1 through 6, the kings and judges, rulers and cultures had ample opportunity to turn from their wicked ways, but they didn't heed God's warning. They didn't want to walk humbly before the living God. God is patient and merciful. He gives ample time and warning for people to turn from their sinful ways and turn to him. The question is, do we make that choice? God's people are to humbly acknowledge his authority. Psalm 100, verse 3. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Psalm 5, verse 7. But as for me, by your abundant loving kindness, I will enter your house at your holy temple. I will bow in reverence for you. Here we see the psalmist sharing his resolve to respond to God's abundant love by bowing down in reverence for him instead of bowing down to oneself. Psalms are an excellent way to gather godly wisdom on what to do and what not to do, what to stop doing and what to start doing, what to walk away from and what to run toward. Comparisons show God's blessings because of right choices and consequences because of wrong decisions. Psalms warn us, but they also encourage us. True, born-again Christians, Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. These are to do the opposite of those talked about in Psalm 2. The Greek term for faith, we have been saved by faith, is a reliance and trust in God and not in ourselves or our own works. Our good works, our obedience, our honor toward God is the outcome of our salvation through Jesus Christ's death on the cross and his resurrection. We are aware that Jesus Christ the Messiah, God's appointed Son, is the ultimate authority and ruler over all creation, including kings, judges, rulers, cultures, and each one of us. What not to do? We all can learn from these passages in Psalms and make the right choice by asking God for his strength to do so, so we don't have to learn the hard way. We are all warned against being prideful and arrogant, thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We are all warned against being rebellious and defiant toward God. We are all warned to not lack discernment in knowing the difference between right and wrong, what pleases God and what angers him. Instead, we are to be well aware of this. We are all warned to respect and honor God instead of loving ourselves more than God. We are all warned to show deference to God by submitting and surrendering to his wisdom, his words, his ways, as we let go of our own. We are all warned to not make ourselves little gods who believe we know better than God and do better than God, thus we are better than God. We are all warned to not mock God by ignoring his warnings. That will eventually bring about his wrath. What to do? We do the opposite of those things mentioned in Psalm 2. We must daily assess ourselves and make sure we are not allowing pride and arrogance to be poisoning our dedication to God. His ways are far above ours. Therefore, we must walk humbly with our God and not arrogantly against our God. We must make sure we know God's word, the true meaning of it, and surrender to what God tells us to do and not to do. This is what will give us discernment and keep us from being deceived, so we know what is right and what is wrong in the eyes of God, what pleases him and what angers him when we live a lifestyle that goes against him or goes with him. We must not walk in rebellion or defiance against God by toying with sin or actually continually walking in it without any repentance. We must show deference to God by surrendering to all of his ways and all of his wisdom in all of his word, and never mock God by laughing at him and his warnings. We take God seriously and thus walk a serious Christian lifestyle. So let's dig deeper into the meaning of these words found in Psalm 2 verses 10 through 12 so that we instead know what God wants us to do. Psalm 2 verses 1 through 2. Now therefore, O kings, Psalm 2, 11 through 12. Now therefore, O kings, show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Do homage to the Son, that he not become angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all who take refuge in him. God wants us to show discernment. Show discernment means have the ability to distinguish between good and evil. Understand the true meaning of God's word and how to apply it. We pray for the Holy Spirit to teach, guide, and help us to know what to do to love God and please him instead of ourselves. This is discernment. God wants people to take warning. To take warning means to take seriously the consequences of those who oppose God. Taking God's warning seriously means submitting and surrendering to Him instead of living the life the way we want to that is against Him. This means warning is preventing future bad consequences. God wants us to worship the Lord with reverence, meaning we are to have a deep respect as we are in awe, as we acknowledge His tremendous power, holiness, and authority over all creation. This is what reverence is. God wants us to rejoice with trembling. This means we are to serve God with both joy and reverence of who He is. We rejoice by celebrating His purposes and His sovereign reign over all mankind. Trembling means to seriously recognize God's power as we worship Him with strong emotion. This is rejoicing with trembling. God wants people to do homage to the Son. Do homage means special honor or respect shown publicly. To pay homage to the Son means that we publicly give special honor and respect to Jesus as God's anointed King and to no one else. We are to bow down to His power, His rule, His wisdom, and His all-wise and all-loving ways. We are to have total allegiance to God, not partly, but totally. This means we can't take only part of the Bible and surrender to it while we defy other parts of the Bible. This is what due homage to the Son means. God wants us to take refuge in Him. This means we are to trust in Him and not ourselves. Then God blesses us. It's important for all of us to always remember Exodus 34, verse 6, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth. God is patient with us while He is sanctifying us more and more into the character of Christ. Of course, we will stumble and fall and even fail at times, but the key is to get back up and go back to God, asking Him to strengthen us as He matures us in His ways. The key is our willingness to do whatever it takes to surrender to all of God's wisdom, all of God's word, and all of His ways while letting go of our sinful, self-focused absorption. We don't fear God's anger in the wrong way, thinking He is waiting to punish us for every little thing we do wrong. Instead, the right fear of the Lord is simply having respect for God and honoring Him by surrendering to Him because He is so majestic and holy and worthy of all praise. Along with this comes the truth that He is more than willing to forgive us, to guide us, and help us as we ask for His strength. God wants to bless us as we take refuge in Him, as we trust in Him in all areas of our life, in all our hardships and heartaches, in every bit of our confusion and chaos, in our weariness in doing well. We trust Him in all things and in all ways. How great is the Christian life where we can daily walk with God instead of against Him. Psalms shows us exactly how to do this. Thanks for listening in. Together, we're learning the difficult topics and the encouraging ones. It's all about God's Word. Know it, live it, and share it. Isaiah 40, verse 8, "The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever."